set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
After Jaden Daniels' breakout game last night for the Commanders on Monday Night Football, Daniels has as many TD passes as incompletions. Does that put more pressure on Caleb Williams, who was picked one spot ahead of Daniels? Is this a rivalry?
I hope it becomes a rivalry. It would be a lot of fun, in my view. You see two young quarterbacks, if they come into their own as rookies, that would be tremendous to compare and contrast. And yeah, you can always wonder if the Bears got the right guy. And I hope that it's a good debate moving forward. I hope Jaden Daniels has a terrific career. And if any last night is any indication, he sure is going to, because 21-23, and then he had two incompletions and two touchdown passes. He threw for 254 yards, 141.7 passer rating. Phenomenal breakout game for Jaden Daniels in front of a nationally televised audience. So I think that the Commanders got their guy. Caleb Williams, does that put more pressure on him? I don't know if it's possible to put more pressure on Caleb Williams than what he already is facing coming into the season, deemed as the savior for this franchise. And they're asking him to do a lot already. They're asking him to diagnose the pass protection or the pass rush and set up the protection and then be accurate and do all the things that experienced veteran quarterbacks typically do. He's a rookie, and they're asking him a lot because I think they feel like he can handle a lot, and I still think he can. I don't think this is going to be a situation where, like Patrick Mahomes, you look at him as the one that got away in the 2017 draft. I don't think that we're going to look at Jaden Daniels as the one that got away. I think Caleb Williams is going to have a career that's comparable to Jaden Daniels. Both guys are going to grow into Pro Bowl caliber quarterbacks. The ones that got away to me last night, as much of we're going to talk about Jaden Daniels, you wonder about Dan Quinn not being the guy that got the job when Matt Eberflus got it over him and Quinn was a finalist, and certainly Cliff Kingsbury, the guy with the cool house calling all the plays. He interviewed for the job as the play caller for the Bears. Those are the guys that got away too.
Is Trace Armstrong the agent for either of those two guys? We could talk about that later if you want. October the 27th, speaking of this rivalry or maybe rivalry, the Bears are at the Commanders. October 27th, so the hype around that will be huge. I wonder if last year's number one overall pick and his build and where he played football in comparison to where Jaden Daniels played football, meaning in the SEC, they're both kind of slight guys. I wonder if his ineffectiveness had anything to do with downgrading Jaden Daniels. Maybe, maybe not, but something that I'm thinking.
Yeah. I don't know where that would come from. He's a lot taller than...
But they're very skinny. They both played on teams that have a ton of guys in the NFL.
The height issue was the one that was of concern with Bryce Young and still remains so. At any rate, I think that they have not punted in two games.
Wow.
Okay? So, you know, when your quarterback calls your punter, tell him, hey, we're not going to need you, it would have been true in Washington if they had drafted a punter. Yeah, they haven't punted. And they've scored on every possession. I mean, look, the guy completed 91.3% of his passes or something. It's just absurd. It's a crazy near-perfect game. And I don't know how you don't look at it and just say, wow, did you even look at him? Did you even talk to him? Did you, for a second, you didn't even have him come in. You didn't spend 2 minutes with him. Couldn't you have just looked? Couldn't you have? Did you break down the tape and then conclude there's something wrong here and we don't want that? I don't know. I think everything's on the table. I think the coach question's on the table. I think the assistant coach question's on the table. I think the fact that you didn't talk to the guy is on the table. You better make sure that that your guy works out. Caleb Williams better work out, because it sure seems like this kid's working out. And it doesn't seem like they got the wrong offensive coordinator or there's any issues going on behind the scenes. Seems pretty comfortable in what he's doing, and they're calling the right plays. And, I mean, I'm not willing to dismiss Caleb Williams, but,
no,
I mean, mother of God, this is pretty special what this kid's
doing.
He's
special. He looks special. Can you imagine the reaction in
Chicago? Generational talent?
Yeah, I think I think that's a term that triggers a lot of people. But what that means is that he's the best player at that position in a generation of Washington quarterbacks. And then if you want to call him that in D.C., go ahead, because I think it seems to have – well, it's going to apply at some point in time. Can you imagine the reaction in Chicago if the Bears would have selected Jaden Daniels ahead of Caleb Williams, what that offseason would have been like?
It might have been great. I mean, I think they had the ability to do that. I don't think anybody was going to light torches and march on. And you know, let me ask some. Let's say that they had done that. Let's say they took Jaden Daniels. Would they have to get rid of Justin Fields? Could they have had two quarterbacks?
No.
Didn't part of what they did get rid of Fields because they wanted to?
I think they got rid of Fields because they were ready to move on at the position.
Yeah.
I don't think that keeping Fields was untenable for, regardless of who you drafted.
I think they should have gotten more for him.
Well, that's a different conversation.
Well, only conversation.
You could have maybe gotten more for him if you would, but I don't think keeping him.
They kept him and then gave him away. I mean, that's what I didn't understand.
Yeah, I don't think
and maybe
that,
they end up getting a fourth round.
I don't think that drafting a rookie quarterback and keeping Justin Fields made a lot of sense.
Yeah, I don't know
if you were ready to turn the keys over, give the keys to the rookie quarterback.
I mean, I just think that you could have done that if you so chose. I don't think it would have been the worst idea in the world. I mean, and I said that at the time. I felt like unless you were getting value for the guy had some value, and he could help you in different ways, even if it wasn't at quarterback. And it turns out he's doing okay at quarterback. But, you know, they don't play that style anyway, right? It's just interesting.
They don't play that style.
No, yeah. But it's interesting to see what is going on around where they're at. And I don't think you can put any more pressure on Caleb Williams. The pressure is already there. He knows it. He puts pressure on himself. And we'll just monitor everything moving forward. It's a heck of a story. I know that.